He's had a cult following for years here in the Twin Cities, but right now he's become a familiar face and name, and especially voice, after ascending to the top of the standings on the NBC show The Voice. We're speaking, of course, of local singer-songwriter and soul man extraordinaire Nicholas Mrozinski. His fans have referred to him fondly as The Feelin'. On The Voice, he's been going by the name Nicholas David, David being his middle name, and a lot of local music fans here in Minnesota have become loyal watchers and voters as well for The Voice to root for him. The love for Nick Mrozinski is strong around here on The Current, and we are so thrilled to have him on the phone here with us this morning on The Morning Show. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for chatting here with us today.
Well, the question is, how are you? Congratulations on the top six.
I'm good. I'm just truly taking it all in. It's kind of a lot.
Seriously. Now, first of all, the one thing that I want to ask you, though, before we get into it is, you know, I mentioned that you've become familiar face and voice and everything, but familiar name. It's not the name that you've built the foundations of your career on here starting in Minnesota. And we've been wondering ever since you started on The Voice, what was the decision to go with Nicholas David? Was it, you know, it's something you imagine the producer saying, oh, no, you've got to change your name for this. How did that happen?
Yeah, being at a very different route that I would have never, you know, like a year ago, I would have never expected to be doing something like this. And I just thought it was a different part of, like, the musical journey, so to speak. And I was like, The Feelin', and then even with my last name, too, when we were in the beginning of doing things, they were kind of jumbling up my last name a little bit here and there. I'm like, wow, if they're already doing that now, what is, like, you know, thousands, like, to millions of people are going to be doing with my last name. And
sure.
I don't know, I thought it was, I just kind of prayed on it, breathed on it, meditated on it, and like Nicholas David kind of came. And again, I thought it would be kind of fitting for like a different road that I've never traveled.
Sure, we can imagine.
Nick, when did you decide to audition for The Voice? What kind of led you on that path?
I do some voiceover work, and the gal that, like, gets me my job, she changed my life already, and she's like, you should try out for The Voice. And I was like, I don't think so.
Had you watched it before?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Because I got two kids, and I don't really get too much time. But then once she kind of said you should do it, and again, I have a lot of trust in her, and she's just like, go for it. And I just, like, listened and did it, and it was wild just how it led to here. Like, I'm booking some shows, and I had this the first weekend of March, I couldn't book for the life of me. And then once we kind of found out about this show and stuff, like, I was like, well, when is the audition, the first part? And they're like, March.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's just kind of wild how, like, yeah, it would just be these little, like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, moments that are kind of like almost like divinely orchestrated.
Mm-hmm. Nick, what's it been like working with CeeLo Green?
Super, super cool. Super cool. Super, like, again, if there's anybody that I mean, I think they're all awesome, like, in their ways. But yeah, like, that was who I was hoping to work with, and like almost felt like, you know, destined to work with. And it's just been like a perfect fit. He said we were cut from the same cloth. I would agree with that 1,000%. It's
wow.
Been, yeah, it's like, because we're doing so much, and it's been so much, it's like you have these moments where you kind of be like, I'm really doing this right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When they show the rehearsals on the show, you don't really get a sense for how many rehearsal sessions take place and how long they are and everything. So you know, how much during the course of the week are you actually doing that?
We're rehearsing quite a bit. We're rehearsing. We do stage stuff. We do band stuff. All sorts of stuff, like some of those things you see. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's quite an involved process. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really stop ever.
Nick, have you had a hand in choosing your songs, or did CeeLo present songs to you to perform live on The Voice?
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort.
So it really is. It's not something that that they things are chosen for you, and then they just sort of make it look like you chose things or had a hand in choosing things. That's good to know.
I would say that you guys made a pretty great choice with Bill Withers' "Lean on Me." I'd say a highlight of the show this season.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, and so tell us about that amazing moment that was caught on video there when CeeLo, you know, brings Bill Withers into the studio. You looked absolutely just aghast.
Blown away.
Yeah, it was. This whole trip has been like really almost unimaginable, and working with all these people has been like so amazing. And not to discredit any one of those people, but. And Bill Withers came in there, I was like, it was weird, like, my legs kind of started shaking, like, my knees were like, no. And then I'm like, wait a minute, oh my gosh, like, holy buckets, for real, that is really him. And it was like, I felt like that was like one of the elders of the tribe, you know, and it was just like, all I could do was just listen, like, and I like cleared my shelves. So like I could just store as much of his wisdom and information and perspective and experience like as I could. It was unreal. And then they're like, "You want to go over, you know, your new song for him?" And I was like, "No." Then I'm just like, "We'll do it," you know. And then Lo was like, "He's like, would you mind if Bill gave you some pointers or whatever?" I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah. Am I gonna say?
What was some of that advice, or what were some of those pointers that he gave you?
Some of the stuff he was like, first of all, I loved it too, because like I have such a love and respect for like the older generation. I feel like, you know, they kind of just get slammed in like nursing homes and not really like their experience really valued. Like, for a quick sidebar to explain that, I've been doing this retreat with my dad for 7 years. Dad's there for like 37 or 38 years, where we go take a vow of silence for 3 days. And the majority of the people there are like ages 65 to like 85. And being with them, like where you're like quiet, like you're around them and you look to them and you see like the life in their eyes. And so like that, then back to the Withers thing, like it's just like he walked in there and like after kind of like not, I don't even think I'm really over the fact that that was Bill Withers, but then to get to that point where you see the life in their eyes and then again the particular path that he lived and that I've chosen to follow. So then he's like, we're all born with something, you know, we all got a little bit of crazy in us. so be nice to that person. And be who you are, and like learn who you are, know who you are. And he's like, some of us weren't born with a pretty face. He's like, I wasn't born like Harry Belafonte. I can't sing about bananas.
That's great.
He's like, believe you me. He's like, I got a whole song worked out about every fruit in the jungle. But he's like, but that's not me. So I was born with what I was born with. So I had to sing what I had to sing. You know, and I was like, oh, man. And just like, again, just spitting it. It was so cool to watch, like, to watch Lo listen and to watch the whole band there. Like, and everybody was just, like, hanging on his every word. And it was just unreal. And he kept, like, kind of going. And then he felt like he was, like, taking up too much time. And he's like, well, I better get going. We're all like, no, no.
You're like, no, you don't have to leave.
Right, stick around, yeah. Please.
It was unreal. And he's like, CeeLo, you owe me some money, man. They kept like, so he would say these like deep things and then keep cracking to like, he's like, I got a garbage bag outside, you can throw it in. And then he like, when he's done, he's like, I'm still waiting on my check.
So funny.
It's like a dream that you'll just never wake up from.
Yeah, but it's like a guru stepping in, but one with this sense of humor as well. You know, that's what's so magical about it.
Yeah, it was so cool. I was looking, I was doing my prayers and stuff last night, and I was going through, part of what I do is I like cut out pieces of the newspaper and like add like the date or like a picture that will strike me. And I was looking right to it, and I just saw that he's releasing a box set of like all of his work. And I just, again, just like kind of that what I was speaking about earlier, the divine orchestration and how it's like, because, and then it just makes me think like, wow, that did happen. It's truly unreal.
It's amazing. Well,
yeah.
Nicholas, we like I said up front, you've got an awful lot of people watching this show who some of whom were watching it before, but I would say many more who hadn't ever watched it, weren't familiar with it. And there's so many Minnesotans and a lot of listeners to The Current and a lot of us just around here in
the
office.
Yeah, we're certainly rooting for you here.
Yeah, and just so excited for you and just really rooting for you. And we do hope that you can make it all the way to the end. And whether you do or you don't, it's so wonderful that you're getting this exposure. And so keep on keeping on, man.
Thank you very much. And I truly can feel the support, like, in my being. It makes me shake, but like in a good way. It gives me strength for this unimaginable journey that, like, it feels like a walking dream.
Yeah, can only imagine.
We're on the phone with Nicholas David around these parts in Minnesota. We know him as Nick Mrzynski, the Phelan. Nicholas David, part of the top six on The Voice. So tonight, another round of live performances, and then tomorrow, another results show. Nick, you can't give us any sort of hint as to what you'll be performing next, can you?
Yeah, no, that's confidential information.
Oh, I knew I was going to get that answer, but I had to ask.
Yeah, it's all good. We got to try. We got to swing.
Exactly. Well, we'll go out here with some of your own music here. So Nicholas Mrzynski, again, we'll see you tonight live as Nicholas David on The Voice. Best of luck. Peace, man.
Thanks so much. Peace. Hey, now.
All right. Hey, now. It's 89.3 The Current.